When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. My loves, happy 2022. Oh, I hope you've had a beautiful weekend, that you had a wonderful time celebrating with your loved ones, and that you had a great New Year's Eve and a good turning of the year. It is officially 2022. We have a blank page ahead of us, a clean slate, an actual possibility to create something different for ourselves. And we all so badly need 2022 to be more aligned with what our hearts truly want. So of course, this week we are dedicating to making space for the new, making space for all those beautiful intentions that we have set over the turning of the year. And we are clearing out and letting go of the old. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So this week, just to get started on your New Year's intentions, making those things happen, I want you to take some time to actually clear out something old, meaning that you either look around your home or look around your work life or look around your family space and those dynamics and see what area of your life you want to begin letting go of something that's a little bit messy. And this can actually be something really physical and tangible, like today, clearing out a room of your house, clearing out a really messy drawer, organizing like one of your kitchen cupboards, organizing your week ahead, you know, figuring out your schedule for the next month or for your kids, getting something cleared out so you have some clarity around one tiny little thing. It could be something as simple as just cleaning your sheets and making your bed really well. So when I say clearing out the old, I don't mean, you know, going into baggage and heavy emotional stuff. I mean something physically, tangibly, materially possible for you to actually get rid of. I love the first week of the year. I open up all the windows and all the doors of my house, wherever I am, just to bring fresh air into every nook and cranny and corner of my home, to really invite that fresh new energy. We have to clear out the stagnant old air. So that's an example of clearing out the old that you can do this week. It's also a really good week to look at anything that feels a little bit messy or dirty for you right now. If we want 2022 to really be a brand new year and bring us a brand new feeling, new energy, new things we are inviting and making space for, we have to get rid of some of the mess, you know. So what is something that you've been putting off for a little while that you really could use some clearing out of? Something that could use some organization, some cleaning up. Just, we want to arrive at that feeling of fresh, new energy. And you are the only one who knows where to begin in your specific area of your life. For me, I will be clearing out the physical air in my home. I'm definitely going to rip all the sheets off of our beds, cleaning them and making the bed. I have a couple of areas of my home I know I want to organize already so I can begin the new year feeling ready and organized. For me, for instance, the area that feels the most pressing is I really want to organize my office space so I can begin this year recording this podcast in a place that feels really good and centered and grounded. So getting some of those small things done this week is going to help you stay clear and bring you some clarity around how you're going to go about taking some action steps to make your dreams and goals and longings and intentions actually happen. And of course, the new year has already begun, so the time to do this is now. This week, I will make space for the new by clearing out the old. Sit with that a little bit. You can journal on it if you like, meditate on it, but definitely take some material action this week to bring that fresh new energy into your life. I hope you have a beautiful first week of this brand new year. Have a wonderful day, and of course, I'll be back tomorrow.